NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Amelia Raffaezadez. I'm talking about my debut album, Morningside, here on Totally Wired.
So, Amelia, aka Faezadez, the album is called Morningside. Can you tell me a bit about the album as a whole and why is it called Morningside?
Well, Morningside is the suburb that I live in here in Auckland, and it's the place where I could finally finish this album. It's such a huge body of work making an album, and I don't think I quite realized that when I started. I was really struggling and I was moving flats a lot and changing jobs so much, and I had kind of no home base. I don't know, I felt like such a mess. And then when I moved to Morningside, I like felt really good and like finally felt settled and like I could finish this album, and I did. So I called it Morningside, and I like the way it sounds as well. It's like quite sunny and optimistic.
What is the first track that you want to talk about?
Well, the first track I'm going to talk about is also the first track on the album, and it's called Last to Sleep. And it's the first song on the album, but the last one I finished for it, because I really wanted the first track to represent sonically what the rest of the album was going to sound like. So the song has a mix of guitars and electronic drums and synths. The whole album mixes electronic and guitar, so it's half band, half girl in bedroom sounding. I wrote it really late at night when I couldn't sleep, which is why it's called Last to Sleep. I'm a really terrible sleeper. Like, my whole life I can never get to sleep, especially when there are other people in the room. I seem to just lie awake until like 5 a.m. I'm terrible. So this was written on one of those nights. The next track I'm going to play is the third track on the album called Misread. So this one is quite influenced by the Pixies. I was listening to them a lot around this time. I wrote and recorded this song in this tiny bedroom in Grey Lynn. It was basically like a room off a basement, like it was just at the bottom of the house, and I had to go under the house to get into it. So it was like kind of creepy and like very enclosed and small. And I wrote this song, and it sounds really loud and big, and I think I wrote it because I just wanted space and I wanted to sound like a cool band, not just this really sad girl in a bedroom. The third track is called Shoulders, and this is like the ballad of the album. It's very much like a really late night kind of song, or a very early morning kind of song. I think that's the best time to listen to it. It's like probably the most personal one on the album. It scares me putting on the album, but I'm glad I did because I feel like it adds a different kind of tone and colour to it.
Thank you.
Okay, so this song I'm about to play is called Friends, and this is the second to last track on the album. This is another one that was quite influenced by the Pixies. It very much does this loud, quiet, loud thing. I was watching the Pixies documentary around this time, and I think I was reading Fool the World, which is a Pixies book. It's called Friends because I guess it explores and reflects on me being a really flaky friend, and sometimes I'm like really naive as to why people are upset at me. Also, I'm like the worst person at replying to texts and emails. The last track we're going to play is called Bedroom Talks, and this is just a jam I had in my bedroom with samples and a beat and some clean guitar that I'd recorded. I came home one day and I was just like really upset, and I wrote this song and it made me feel so much better. It's not really a song, it's just kind of like stream of conscious words. I think that's why I called it Bedroom Talks, is it's just kind of a ramble by myself in my room. When I moved to Morningside, I reopened the session and like recorded a cricket in my garden and added it to the front and end of this track to kind of bookend it. Mark plays in the live band. He's got his own project called Merc. When we were in New York last year, we made a music video for this song, and it's like, it's a really dorky music video. We just shot it on his phone on a whim and at Times Square, and there was like so much shaky footage, but I kind of like it because it captures our buzz and about being in New York for the first time. Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.